Having your heart broken is often your own fault because you put yourself in a position to let it be broken. And it's not about vulnerability or willingness to be a part of something. It's maybe going a little too far over the edge and putting yourself in an extreme and maybe being a little foolish or a little too forgiving. And so each time you learn from that. You learn from what you've done and you move on. And besides, breaking your heart is a good way to write a song.
Sweet.
I don't think that there's only one love in one life. I think we have many loves, and each one you learn from. It's a very free way of thinking, but it's how you can go from love to love and still feel good and feel like you haven't been drained or you haven't been made to be worn. You know, you don't walk around with those battle scars. And that's hard for people because especially now I feel like people, they cling to the idea of love like people cling to the back of a boat when they're drowning. You know, they're like, no, don't go, don't go, don't go. But we're free people. We're all individuals, and we're going to do as we do, and we'll come together when we're supposed to come together, and we're leaving each other when we're meant to leave. And people, I think what happens is they get married, and then 10, 15 years go by, and it's perfectly natural to part ways because we're changing so much. And the people that stay married for long, I feel like they have the greatest chance because as you're changing, you either grow and change together, or you grow and change, and one day you wake up and the person who's lying in bed next to you is someone you barely know. Love can be beautiful or it can be torture. It's a funny thing.